Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
When it comes to gifting, everyone on your list deserves something special. Luckily, Marshall's buyers travel far and wide, hustling for great deals and amazing gifts, so you don't have to. That means your mom gets that cashmere sweater, your best friend, that Italian leather bag, your coworkers unwrap their favorite beauty brands, and your nephews, the coolest new toys. Go ahead, at prices this good, you can grab something for yourself too. Marshall's, we get the deals, you gift the good stuff. Shop now at marshalls.com or find a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
It's the Amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
Rico Bronya, a big Mets signing edition of the Rico. Episode number 595. How are you? I'm Evan Roberts. On Monday night, as the New York Giants were battling it out with the New England Patriots, and of course, my Brooklyn Nets were battling the Charlotte Hornets, we received breaking Mets news, and that is the fact that Devin Williams has signed a three-year, $50 million contract with the New York Mets. A couple of instant emotions that I had to reading the news. A very mixed feeling, because when we talked about Devin Williams a few weeks ago and talked about all the free agent reliever options, there's two buckets. There's bucket number one, replacing Edwin Diaz, which I don't want to do. I don't think any Met fan wants to do. And then there's bucket number two, which is in conjunction with Edwin Diaz. So when I first see the Mets got Devin Williams, my natural reaction is he's a damn good pitcher. I'm not worried about his reaction to New York. I thought he got better as the season went on. So I like Devin Williams. We fantasized about him a year ago, being the setup man for Edwin Diaz. Hoff talked about it endlessly. Bring in Devin Williams. How great would it be? So I like Devin Williams. But if he's replacing Edwin Diaz, I think I speak for everyone when I say no gracias or not good enough. Like, here's the bar that we have set. Edwin Diaz is the best closer in baseball. He is a free agent right now. He's going to ask for a lot, rightfully so. And the Mets have to play that free agent game where they want him back. They can't bid against themselves. Is there a line in the sand that they would stand on and say, we're not going past that? I have no idea. So much like the Marcus Simeon trade, the reaction is it's all about what comes next. My emotions on signing Devin Williams is really all about Edwin Diaz. So I'm going to do a little role playing in this instant reaction, Rico Bronya. Role play episode number one is Diaz is coming back. And if that's the case, welcome to the Rico. Our bullpen is loaded. Give me a better eighth inning, ninth inning combo than Diaz and Devin. Let's freaking go. And then you throw that with Brooks Raley, who's back, and you throw that with AJ Minter, who's back. That's a bullpen. That's the four horsemen bullpen. Now, if Edwin Diaz is gone and he's signing with the Los Angeles Dodgers or he's signing with the Toronto Blue Jays, my reaction is, oh boy, I like Devin. He's okay. 2 years ago, he was one of the best closers in baseball, even though it got capped off by Pete Alonso, you know, making him a child in game three of the wild card series. But replacing Edwin Diaz with Devin Williams, I'm nervous. I'm worried. I don't love it. So that's the mixed emotion. And I think I speak for a lot of Met fans when I say that. Now, does paying Devin Williams on a three-year, $50 million deal with a little bit of it being deferred, does that give us like a hint necessarily of the plan? Not really, because Steve Cohen's got a lot of money. I don't think he would ever close the door on Edwin Diaz before the door is closed on Edwin Diaz. You know what I mean? So I don't look at this contract and say, oh, that must mean they know Edwin Diaz is gone. Look, if anything, this applies pressure on Edwin Diaz. If Edwin wants to come back, if he wants to be a New York Met, and I think like most players, he wants to get paid and maybe simultaneously wants to be a Met, but getting paid is obviously very, very important. Then you look at a signing like this and you say, wow, okay, I may have to make a deal soon because the Mets just put a little bit of pressure on me by signing an elite level closer. That's what I at least hope would be happening. And I think the market on Edwin Diaz, unlike with Alonso and Bregman and Kyle Tucker, where I think there's a chance it's going to drag, the Edwin Diaz thing doesn't really need to drag. And so I think we'll get a conclusion on it relatively soon. But I think when you have an owner like Steve Cohen who has spent money, there is no hard budget necessarily. I don't look at 3 years and $50 million and say, oh, that must mean they can't pay Edwin. Obviously, if they pay Edwin and they've already paid Devin, I would feel pretty good about this bullpen and I would have no problem piecing the rest of it together and signing guys to really not a lot of money or even giving some of my younger arms a chance. But that's the thing about Devin Williams. It's really like a two-part of emotions. There's part one that says, if he's replacing Edwin Diaz, I don't love it. If he's joining in conjunction with Edwin Diaz, how could we all not be ecstatic about that? Because then you have yourself this super bullpen. Now, let me try to focus a little bit just on Devin Williams without incorporating Edwin Diaz for a couple of minutes. Look, Devin Williams, since he made the major leagues back in 2019 and 2020, has been one of the most consistently good relief pitchers in this sport. He's had some injury concerns. If you go back to 2024, he had the back issue in which he missed a lot of time. But when he's pitched, he has been a top three to top five closer in this sport. I think what's good about last year with the Yankees is that he experienced two things that I think are really, really important in terms of making an adjustment to the New York Mets. Number one, he has now experienced not being a closer. We saw him lose the closer's job. Actually, when he first got here, he was the closer, lost the closer's job, got the closer's job back, and lost it again when the Yankees aggressively made those moves at the trade deadline, acquiring David Bednar. So he's already shown us an experience of pitching in the eighth inning. One of the issues we saw with Ryan Helsley from last year is that adjustment. It's not necessarily an easy adjustment because not everyone can just naturally go from being a closer to a guy who pitches in the eighth inning. if Devin didn't have that experience with the Yankees last year, in which he did a little bit of both, I think that would be a legitimate worry that we would all have. What does that adjustment look like going from being a closer, being a guy who's always pitching in the ninth inning, to now being asked for a brand new role? I think doing that last year with the Yankees is an absolute major positive. We don't have to worry about that. He's done it already. He made the adjustment. If, of course, that's his role. Number two, the adjustment of New York. I ain't going to lie. When Devin Williams first was acquired by the New York Yankees and he struggled early on, and you could see his struggling from jump. You could see it on opening day when he had issues getting through that game. I was certainly one of the people, and look, we had a chance to talk about this a lot doing New York Sports Talk Radio and watching him all the time. He appeared like a guy who couldn't handle New York. I would be the first to admit it. And I probably uttered that phrase numerous times on The Fan. I think there are a lot of signs as the season went on that he did adjust to New York and that his issues with the Yankees weren't necessarily connected to the fact that he was struggling to pitch in this town. Number one, he got better. We saw that as the season went on. His overall numbers are not great. A lot of his underlining numbers are very good. He was still striking out 13 guys per nine. His FIP was pretty good. Like, there was a little bit of unluck to Devin's performance last year with the Yankees.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long-distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
But you could see as the season went on, he was pitching well. And so I think he was able to overcome the New York issue, if it ever was a New York issue. And then this is kind of dopey, but I admit I said this on the air in regards to the Yankees bringing him back, not even as much as the Mets going after him. When Devin Williams, I think, was at a Knick game, that jumped out at me. Like, if you didn't like pitching here, if this was not a place that you enjoyed, you would probably be in a rush to get the hell out of here as soon as the season is over. And that wasn't the case. So he felt like somebody who, yes, in the early going, didn't feel up to New York or felt like someone who may be struggling because of the pressures in New York. But I think it was made very obvious as the season went on and even after the season was over that his struggles were probably unrelated to the whole New York question. That was going to be a major question for anyone the Mets signed to either replace Edwin Diaz or to pitch in the eighth inning, who had never pitched here. If they had signed Robert Suarez today, if that was the breaking news that came across during Monday Night Football between the Giants and the Patriots, and as the Brooklyn Nets slapped around the Charlotte Hornets, I like to throw that in there. I did have it on. Ooh, Danny Wolf had some nice possessions in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, that's the last I'll say about the Nets. But I think one of our early concerns would be, all right, how is this adjustment going to be? Pitching in the eighth inning, but also pitching in New York. I think Devin Williams checks both of those boxes, and that's a positive. Now, I do want to make a joke. It's probably not a funny joke, but whatever. I warn you. Did David Stearns grow up as a Met fan, or did he grow up as a closet Yankee fan? Because so far, it's let me go get some former Yankees. Now, I obviously kid. Devin Williams is not really a Yankee. I got to be honest. So for any Met fan out there who has these weird, like,
fascinations with signing former Yankees and like, oh, we're sticking it to the Yankees. Devin Williams, much like Juan Soto, was a temporary New York Yankee. When you trade for somebody and they're a free agent at the end of the year, there is a damn good chance they're going to be gone. Free agency is a wild place. And knowing the Yankee budget right now, considering Trent Grisham accepted the qualifying offer, considering they're looking at keeping Cody Bellinger and maybe making other moves, I don't think they viewed 3 years, $50 million as a priority on Devin Williams. Call me crazy. So for any Met fan out there listening to the Rico right now who has like this extra joy because they stole him from the New York Yankees, I guess what I would tell you is respectfully, I don't feel the same way. Like, there's no satisfaction to the fact that he's a Yankee. I don't even know how aggressive the Yankees were in terms of bringing him back. I have no idea. Or how many Yankee fans actually wanted him back. This is not a Juan Soto situation where you may lie to yourself about wanting him back if you're a Yankee fan. So I am viewing this squarely as elite level reliever becomes free agent. And the first big free agent signing that the Mets make is bringing that reliever in. But what is very tricky about this offseason, and I was going to say this in a couple of days when I was scheduled to do another Rico, probably on Wednesday night, but obviously breaking news pops it up earlier, is that sometimes in offseason when we sit here doing a podcast, it's easy. Here are all the names. Okay, I want this guy. If I don't get this guy, I'll take that guy. And if I don't get that guy, maybe this guy, this guy, this guy. Free agency doesn't work that way. This isn't a one-night shindig, right? Guys come off the board at different paces. So if the Mets viewed, let's say, and we'll use Kyle Schwarber as a great example, Kyle Schwarber as the ultimate Pete Alonso backup plan. Like, all right, we want Pete, but if Pete continues to ask for too much, we'll just sign Kyle Schwarber. It would actually improve our defense because he's only going to DH. And he obviously replaces the power of Pete. He's a little bit older. Maybe we have to give him less years. I'll take Kyle Schwarber as a backup plan. Well, here's the problem with that. Kyle Schwarber is probably going to sign first. So how is he your backup plan? Devin Williams may have well been.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Edwin Diaz backup plan. But if, as the Mets are negotiating with Devin, they get a sense he's about to sign, they can't wait any longer. And so what's beautiful, I think, about having Steve Cohen as the owner is that because there's no firm budget, at least we don't believe there's a firm budget, you can say to yourself, all right, well, we really want Devin Williams. We love him as the number one backup plan for Edwin, but we also love him as a guy that we would put next to Edwin Diaz. Let's just make sure we sign him. You can treat him as the backup plan, but also a guy that you can have in conjunction with Edwin because they're not going to let money get in the way. Now, that's more complicated in the case of Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso. I don't think there's a world in which they would be signing both just because of everything that David Stearns has said about run prevention, right? One would replace the other. And we've had debates on the RICO concerning what would you prefer? Is it Pete Alonso? Is it Kyle Schwarber? We can go back and forth on it. The beauty of a Devin Williams, Edwin Diaz, in theory, is that you can sign both. And in a perfect world, it would be great to have both. And I'll take this a step further. If they don't keep Edwin Diaz, for whatever reason, the Dodgers make an offer, they're not comfortable matching. Maybe Edwin wants to leave, though I doubt that. I would still go after Robert Suarez. I got to be honest with you. I would still add another high-end reliever. For a couple of reasons. Number one, if I've got the budget to sign Diaz, then I guess I would have the comfort of signing Suarez, who's going to cost you a lot less than Edwin Diaz. And it also gives you kind of two bites at the apple. Two guys that can be elite level closers, but aren't nearly as consistent as Edwin Diaz, at least in last year's case with Devin Williams. I give myself two cracks at it, two bites at the apple, and otherwise I got a really deep bullpen. Now, I do want to go back to watching the Giant game. We were recording this live during halftime. So let me quickly go through some of your emails real quick. I have not pre-read them, so hopefully they're good. Let's start off with Scott. Scott writes, given the choice of Devin Williams and Robert Suarez on the same contract as Williams or only Edwin Diaz at 5 years for $22 million per, what would you take? Keep in mind the $5 million per year for Williams is deferred, thus lowering the tax penalty. So I'm guessing in this scenario, it's like $25 per year AAV for Devin and Suarez combined or compared to Edwin Diaz at 22 plus. What would you prefer? Feel free to replace someone else for Suarez in this scenario you consider to be his equal. I would probably say still Edwin Diaz, mainly because I trust him more. But I get the point. If you're getting two high-end relievers at the same cost of Edwin Diaz. But if you ask me, I'm just being honest, I would still prefer Edwin Diaz. I think closing to that high a level in New York is special, and Diaz has done it on a consistent basis, really after his dreadful first year here. Sean writes, hi, Evan, longtime RICO listener, first-time emailer. Do you believe that Stearns is signing Williams as a Diaz replacement to free up money for Pete Alonso? If so, do you like that plan better than keeping Diaz and losing Alonso for someone else? Also, I find it fascinating that Devin Williams is the reason for Alonso's last two contracts with the Mets. That is kind of funny. I hate those questions. I know it's very similar to the previous one. Do you like it if it means this, this, and this? I have made clear that I think replacing Pete Alonso is actually easier than replacing Edwin Diaz, and I stand by that. I think the drop-off, if there even is a drop-off, between Alonso and Schwarber is a lot less than any drop-off between Edwin Diaz and Devin Williams. So the answer to that would be no. Ronnie writes, Evan, it better be a bridge to Diaz. Evan, if Devin Williams is our closer, we're in big trouble. Evan, I'd rather Hector Gomez be our closer than Devin Williams. Please re-sign Diaz and all will be well. Good night, even though I don't think I'll sleep now. That's from Ron. I understand. Casey writes, the New York Brewers, Devin Williams, Tyrone Taylor, Adrian Hauser, Frankie Montas. Do you see a trend? Does David Stearns know he doesn't work in Milwaukee anymore? This is getting ridiculous. To make matters worse, he also looked like an idiot because his former club signed Jose Quintana for peanuts. First of all, I don't buy this comparison. Frankie Montas became a Brewer after David Stearns was gone. So I don't know if I go with that. Peter writes, Evan and Hoff, first time, a big fan, proudest moment was when you read my email on the podcast. Wow. Okay. Second, I used to take MVP Baseball 2004 for the PS2 very seriously. I played for years, and I'd always pitch with the same plan. I'd have a starter go, unless he was throwing a no-hitter, only six innings, and then have another starter, multi-inning guy, to pitch the last three so they would secure the win and earn a save. This is close to what they floated out at the end of the year, and I think it can work. Have the young kids pair up with veterans and finish off wins with Clay Holmes, David Peterson, etc. How bad does this sound? You'll have the kids up and active, improving, and less pressure on starters. No, I think that taking multiple guys who are basically four-inning pitchers and tag-teaming them every once in a while makes more sense. I wouldn't have a hard rule of six innings and then three innings. Joseph writes, is Devin Williams worthy of an emergency RICO? Yes, you're listening to one right now. Anthony writes, why is David Stearns messing with us this offseason? Every move can't be judged until the next one. This is either a brilliant move or a horrendous one. Stop playing 4D chess, Stearns. I need resolution in my feelings. It's a great point. I mean, it's a wonderful point. Like, I sit here today with mixed emotions, which I've tried to express over the course of this shorter RICO, which is, if it's with Edwin Diaz, let's have a party. I love this bullpen. I'll put it up against anybody. Let's go. If it's to replace Edwin Diaz, I'm very worried. And that's not just David Stearns playing 4D chess. That's the baseball offseason. It is very different than the other sports, and we just have to get used to it. It's the same thing when Kyle Schwarber signs. Like, what will we react like if the next piece of breaking news is Schwarber's a Met? Now, logically, I would say that means Pete is gone. But trust me, there'll be plenty of people still holding out hope. Well, that means they'll sign Schwarber and Alonso. So it's almost the guessing game of sorts. Either way, we'll go into more detail on the Devin Williams signing and what's next. But this was a emergency, instant reaction, Rico Brugna to Devin Williams signing with the Mets, 3 years, $50 million. We appreciate you listening, checking out the Rico. More on this topic, amongst others, 2 o'clock on Tuesday on Evan and Tiki. Thank you very much for listening to Rico Brugna.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Brugna Podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.